Some people always say that the gospel doesn't specifically say that money or possessions are a bad thing, which is true, that simply using them well is a good thing. But the gospel also says that you have to be careful lest the things in which you place your security begin to control your life and your emotions, because things are lifeless objects into which we pour our desires, our hopes, and our dreams. And if you doubt this, watch young children. When a brother or a sister or a friend takes something, a toy, a book, or breaks something, ruins something in which that child has placed their desires, what happens? Anger, tantrums, screaming. The other person, a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father, becomes the object of hatred, malice, anger, because what is more important in the child's life? The thing that you ruined, the thing that you touched, the thing that you stole, the thing becomes more important than the person. So it is no wonder that Jesus constantly says, give away everything if you want to be perfect. Give away as much as you can. At least be careful that the thing which is supposed to serve you doesn't steal your affection and your desires so much that you would rather vent your anger against another human being and pour your love and affection into a lifeless object, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, a book, money, whatever it is. So it is no wonder in today's gospel, when the person who puts all his security in his possessions receives from God that famous phrase, "What a fool. Tonight your life will be taken from you. And to whom will all your piled up wealth go?" So when we think that we are free of our possessions, when we are not ruled by them, watch carefully over yourself when someone steps on your things. Do you get mad? Do you say, I have rights? There's no way they should have done that to me. It is one thing to expect justice. It is another thing to let yourself bring anger into your life, hatred for another human being, because they ruined a thing. So today's gospel is not about possessions that you have, but possessions that have you by the heart, by the mind, by your life. And be careful when you think, well, I'm not too rich, I'm not too attached. The next time you get mad because someone takes or ruins something, ask yourself the question, am I really as free of things as I should be? Or are the things in which I have stored my hopes and my dreams really controlling my life? What is important, we will have to answer to God. The things that we have or the people that God sends us. You have your barometer in your heart and in your feelings. Listen carefully to what you tell yourself about the things that you have. Slava Iisusu Hristu!